You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. Join Ray in this mini-series as he outlines the two most income-reducing habits and teaches how to correct them. Let's get into part one with eliminating comparison.
What's happening, everybody? So two very common habits that are income-reducing, and I'm going to share with you how to fix them too. So the two income-reducing habits that are super, super common. And I'm going to start with something that I think will help you out. The first one is comparitis, right? Comparitis. So you are, and this is in anything, guys. You know, this is, you know, if you're, at a job. And I'll give you a good example. So I was a junior project manager for county government years and years and years and years ago. And the two people that I backed up, right? So my job was to be able to do their job, right? And so I learned underneath these two, you know, more senior project managers that were making more money than me and, you know, et cetera and so forth. And so I learned their jobs, and then both of them left. And so in the meantime, before they hired anybody or promoted anybody, I was doing both of their jobs. And so, you know, I'm doing this job and doing this and that. And they come to me and say, hey, good news. We found someone for, you know, the senior job. And it wasn't me, right? I didn't get that promotion. So someone waltzed in from the outside and took that higher paying job, and I had to train them as the junior person. Kind of sucked. And so, like, there's so many scenarios where you can compare yourself to others and be a little discouraged. You know, like maybe you're in a network marketing company and you've been in the network marketing company for 2 years, and you know you've maybe hit a rank, maybe haven't hit a rank yet, and then some bozo comes into the team and comes into the company and rises to the very top, and you're like, what the heck, man? What's going on? What's wrong with me? This sucks. And it's just really easy to do. And one thing I want to point out, and you may have heard this before, but it bears saying every single day if you suffer from comparing yourself. What you need to understand is the current results of someone you're seeing succeed is most likely not the way their life has gone their entire life. So what people don't see about me is they don't see that, I mean, I failed in way more businesses than I succeeded in. I failed, you know, I completely collapsed in real estate, lost every dime I ever made in real estate. Another one was me and a partner bought an advertising franchise for $40,000. Now, I don't think there's too many network marketing companies that has a $40,000 fast start kit, right? But $40,000. We bought this, we invested, we took equity out of our homes and invested in this advertising franchise. And I'm in the Florida heat, hundreds of hours going door to door, business to business, I should say, going to commercial door to door to door, trying to sell advertising, trying to secure advertising locations. And I do this for months and months and months on end. I never make a dime. I literally never make a dime. However, now people will see our business, and we were, you know, very grateful and fortunate to be recognized on the Inc. 5000, you know, list last year, and they'll say, oh, must be nice. It's so easy for you, right? Like, that's the comments that we get now, because they don't see the foreclosure. They don't see the dead broke twice. They don't see the, you know, ducking and dodging, looking out my Venetian blinds to see if a bill collector's out there. They don't see the programming on the phone of do not answer when the bill collectors are calling, right? Because what am I going to say to them? I don't have any money. And so they don't see that. They only see the current results, which through the trials and tribulation, through the blood, sweat, and tears, through all of that suckville, we came out the other side successful. And that's the problem, right? And so, you know, it's when you see someone succeeding at a rapid pace, there's a very good chance that they once upon a time didn't succeed at a rapid pace. Once upon a time, they probably struggled like freaking crazy, but they kept going. And so this comparitis virus that can just, you know, infect you and have you start, you know, looking at other people, and everyone's more successful and everyone's smarter and better looking and has better hair and, you know, whatever else, you can start looking at everything around you as proof that you aren't successful, that you aren't meant to succeed, that there's something wrong with you. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you. But the deal is this. When you set goals of success, there are things that need to happen. For example, for me, I needed to lose it all because I didn't have the proper mindset around money, around managing money, about respecting money. I did not have the proper mindset. Money would come in, it would flow right out as quickly as possible, right? Because I thought, more will come in, it's no big deal. I don't need to save money, crazy, right? So I needed to learn that lesson so that I could get better, so I could invest more in myself. And that was another lesson. Number one thing I didn't do in previous careers was spend money to invest in myself. And that's why I wasn't very adaptable. So when the market changed in real estate, I got wiped out because I hadn't invested in myself. I didn't know those scenarios. I didn't surround myself with mentors and groups of people that could, you know, support me and answer questions for me, etc. So I didn't invest in myself, didn't respect money enough. I needed those lessons. Those lessons helped me. And so, and I also have people that'll say, you know, good for you. You're such a natural speaker. They don't see the multiple nights of not sleeping when I was asked to give a presentation for my former job. They don't see that. They don't see the, all of a sudden I weirdly develop a stutter and I spill water on my shirt and my boss accuses me of being on drugs. They don't see that. They just see the end result of thousands of hours of working on myself, of dozens of books on speaking, of hundreds of speaking engagements, of maybe thousands of home meetings, right? They don't see that stuff. They only see the end result. So if you're looking at the end result of someone successful and you're comparing your journey to their highlight reels, it's pretty easy to feel like something's wrong with you. Stop it. Stop comparing yourself. And here's how to correct this behavior. Because I'm not going to, you know, my a boss of mine told me, never bring me a monkey without a banana. And what they meant by that was never bring a problem without a solution. So let me give you the solution. The solution to the compare-itis virus, okay, is to understand and look at anybody that's successful and be grateful for them for showing what's possible. You know, I believe it was today that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, became the richest man in the world. And of course, you know, the stock market could change tomorrow and he could be down to number 10, right? But at least temporarily, richest person in the world. Well, that's awesome that it's possible to be worth $90 billion. I can't comprehend it. I think most people probably couldn't. But wow, how cool is that possible? And I'll tell you, I didn't always have this attitude. In fact, there was a gentleman in my city that was in network marketing making millions of dollars. And I gotta be honest, I hated him. Hated him. I'm like, man, why? How come he makes so much money and I don't? How come he, you know, I mean, I work harder than him. I'm just as good at him as presenting. You know, why is it that he makes millions and I don't? And I learned to, instead of that disempowering, weak, kind of cowardly way to look at successful people, instead of that, I start saying, you know what? I need to change my mindset. And I start saying, wow, thank you. So thank you for showing what's possible. Thank you for being an example of what's possible, of possibility. So when you see someone of success, think, wow, thanks for showing possibility. You know, it's just like the whole 4-minute mile. People before, whatever the dude's name was, I'm sure some of you know, I don't recall. But whenever the guy ran the 4-minute mile, do you realize before that, people said it's not physiologically possible. Doctors would swear on a stack of Bibles and say, not possible. The human leg bones, they just don't move that fast. It's not possible. Well, people do 4-minute miles all day long nowadays, right? I certainly do not. But there's a lot of people out there that have broken the 4-minute mile. So we could either say, oh, thanks a lot, 4-minute mile guy. Jeez, nice for you. Or we could say, wow, dude, thanks for showing what's possible. This is amazing. Wow. Now we know that it's physiologically possible to run a 4-minute mile. Now we know it's financially possible to make millions of dollars inside of the network marketing profession. Thanks for showing possibility. That's how you eradicate that behavior. And it is a behavior, and it is a habit, and it is very common to compare yourself against anybody else. Like there's an award for it, right? Like, let me look around. Who's better than me? Let me look around and find, wow, you? You're better than me. I suck. There's no award for that. It's disempowering. It's frustrating. It's discouraging. It sucks. So instead of that, the next time you feel that muscle, you know, kind of twinge, you feel it kind of wanting to flex a little bit, stop it and say, wait a minute. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what trials and tribulations you had to overcome to get to where you are. Thank you for showing possibility. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for showing what's possible. That's how you eradicate that behavior. Now, that's behavior number one.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.